Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just staying warm.
Yeah, chilly. I mean, we're having a cold wave here again. Before we get rolling, I wanted to read part of a... somebody sent me this. They claim it's from the Lord, and I have no reason to doubt it because it kind of follows. And by the way, the book on frequency, we will have a paperback available in about a week and a half to 2 weeks, according to the printers that are running it right now. But insofar as the book Frequency, this is one of the reasons I wanted to read this. I'm not sure who sent it, but it says it's from the Lord, and that's what they were told. I am one, now this is the Lord speaking, I am the one with the highest vibration. In my presence, low vibrations are removed. Jump down to another one. The universe and all that is in it were set in motion with the sound vibration of my voice. Now, that, of course, is from John. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word is a frequency. It's a sound. And everything that was constructed. And by the way, what's really, really interesting is that in World War II, there was a German scientist, Schomburger or something similar to that, did some work on anti-gravity and sound. Very, very interesting how this is all coming together. Anyway, everything that I created had such a high vibration that it glowed in its vibrancy. Everything was in perfect harmony in the beginning. Now, this is kind of interesting, the glowing, because of the transfiguration on the Mount of Olives, if you recall what the Bible had to say about that. Anyway, he says, then came one with a lowered vibration. Remember, he said, I beheld Satan cast down. Down what? Down to a lower vibration frequency, because he no longer wished to follow my plan of peace, love, and harmony. He wanted his vibration to be raised up to my level, but instead it was immediately lowered, and he was cast out of the highest heaven down to earth. That's what Jesus said. Anywhere you want to break in, Larry, go ahead. He and the ones that joined him in rebellion... Remember, they landed on Mount Hermon, or at least part of them did, joined him in rebellion, set up their kingdom on this earth, and ultimately made it empty and without any light. That's spiritual darkness. After man was created, he was deceived into giving dominion of this planet back to the usurper, and man's DNA was degraded. His brilliance was removed, and death of physical and spiritual body had begun. That's exactly what I have maintained. I did not see this. In fact, Frequency was out before I got this in the mail or on email. This is very, very interesting. Mankind was captured. That's the whole. We're in a matrix, folks. And we have a magnetic, how do I word this? They're kind of like two magnetic, although they're spiritual forces. And we are, because of our lower vibration, we're locked into this matrix, this system. Very difficult, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, to get out of it. And you have to do what he says. Anyway, the fallen ones still have a great amount of brilliance. and radiance and are able to fool many people who shared their demise. Remember what it says? The angels of light, which can be both spiritual as well as possibly even not physical. Soon their vibration will be lowered to the point that they will not be able to inhabit the second heaven, which will only leave earth for them to inhabit. And I've maintained that for a long time, that we are in a final turf war. And humanity's mind is captured by the old serpent that deceiveth the whole world. Anyway, they came to men as beings of light, but inside there is only darkness. They want men to believe that they are their creators, which they spawned man from when they came to earth from a distant galaxy. That's exactly what Noah says about them. Only she actually believes the lie. Anyway, they know about their end, and they know about how long they have left. And I tell you, it is not long. They are now trying to figure out how I created with the very first vibrations through CERN. Now, I thought that was really fascinating. I tell you that they are very close, but I will never let them get to the total understanding because they would become like me, and that cannot be. Which I will increase the vibrations of my chosen sons. They will glow with my glory more than any man in the history of this earth. Their vibrations will surpass that of the fallen ones, and they will spread my light throughout the whole earth. So there you go. What do you think?
Kind of
interesting.
Yeah, that's incredible, Stuart. I'm just going to make a comment on two things to go along with what you were talking about. Number one, you remember the back where the Jonathan Gray talked about the magic mirror that was found in a coal mine in Russia and brought
yes.
to the U.S., and they found out frequency made it operate, and in that there was photos and reports and information, kind of like an iPhone, if you will, from before the flood. And when they were reading this information, it said clearly that all the beings before the fall, apparently, are in that time frame, all still glowed. Remember, they finally lost their glow. And
yep.
I found
yep.
that really
right.
interesting. Yeah, and then on the other hand, I sent you a video. I don't know if you got time to watch it, but it was about the secret space program. And in that, a guy that supposedly had regained his memory talked about our secret space program that's been going on. We're actually we're operating off planet and in different solar systems, et cetera, and said that something called the Dracos basically run everything, and that we are basically we're seated as workers, and
yes.
that if you will, that when he asked what religion did that group of people follow, and he said it's very interesting. Said it's kind of like AI, artificial intelligence. It's a race or an artificial intelligence operates everything in their system. And matter of fact, we're trying to coordinate all our cyber information and data and machines into the system, which operates really at a high frequency, which would have to be 5G or above. And this just all chimes together. It's interesting also, Stuart, that he said that that they're planning a great arrival. Could it be, Stuart, that it's actually an anti-arrival? It's where they finally are cast all the way down to Earth, and their arrival's not an arrival. It's a last-ditch effort to survive.
Yes. Yeah, I think. But it will be perceived by humanity as an arrival when, in fact, they're being thrown out of heaven. You know, it's fascinating. Then here's the rest of this. It's kind of interesting. It deals with salvation, actually. My vibration was lowered. This is Jesus coming into the human race so that yours could increase. My humbleness was a sacrifice for all time so that everyone could live with me and experience my true love, light, and love. I shed my own blood to buy all of mankind eternal life. I took on the lowest vibration of all death and overcame it and transcended it. There is nothing inside yourself that could increase your vibrations enough to ascend into heaven without me increasing your vibration, and that happens at rebirth. So this is very, very interesting. So there you go. When you're born again, your vibration is immediately increased, and you are seated with me in heavenly places. All of your low vibrations in the spirit are gone. You might remember when Jesus said, "These things I say unto thee, they are spirit, the flesh profits absolutely nothing." So this is just to me extremely fascinating, and it really does verify what the book Frequency is all about, and it makes it so simple to understand once you see it. Anyway, so this is very, very fascinating, and the world basically is headed for destruction because they won't do what Jesus had to say, but to do. Larry Taylor News Flash. Let's get into that one. I'll go right down through it. One America News: President Trump still has to fight the Dems over Russia collusion even after the Mueller report. They're not accepting any of this, are they?
No, they're not accepting any of it at all and don't plan to. This is a fact to the finish, Stuart. It's a literal civil war that began in politics and is actually branched out now into real time. Deep state, Republican, Democrats, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's already infiltrated all of America, basically.
Yes. Yep, and of course, if you watch CNN and you believe CNN or MSNBC and all the other ones, and even Fox News is beginning to go that way, you're watching a communist coup of the United States is what you're really watching. And that's why they will not accept it. They'll never accept it. They never will. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, Hannity had him on. It's very interesting. He said, "It's not over." You know, everybody's saying, "Well, it's over now because of the Mueller report." No, it isn't. It really hasn't even begun yet. These people intend to overthrow the United States of America. They will stop at nothing to do it, including assassination of Trump if they have to do it. They will stop at absolutely nothing. This is communists. This is what they do. All people have to do is look at the playbooks of other nations that have succumbed to communism. They're ruthless. They hate people. They hate life. And this is why you're watching. We got tons of communists in both the Senate and the House. They don't call themselves that. We call them leftists or radical leftists or progressives. Nobody seems to want to call them what they are. Pelosi, Schumer, the rest of these people, they're all communists. And they are bent on the overthrow of the United States of America. And what really bothers me about all this, Larry, is I don't see anything being done to those people. Nothing. No investigations. Nothing is being done. And, you know, QAnon keeps saying, "Well, next week we're going to see these people arrested and they'll be in Gitmo." They've been saying that for the last 2 years. Anybody that believes QAnon is an idiot. QAnon is a psyops operation to just keep you entertained, just like this Mueller thing. It keeps you entertained while they tighten the noose around your neck to the point with, like Larry was talking about, 5G, 6G. This is what this is all about. It's all about AI and merging the mind with AI, and we lose humanity. We won't be human anymore. And it's just too bad. Anyway, and here's another headline, Larry. Bucking the bosses, AOC, Presley rally progressives Dems to fight House Dems in the incumbent protection scheme. What's that about?
Well, what it is, basically, Stuart, it's an open civil war that's begun with all the new progressive communists that are trying to take over what's left of the old Dems, the old guard, if you will. And this shows you communism has no bounds. They'll fight anybody to do what they plan to do.
Yeah, and I don't see anything happening to any of them. These people should be arrested for treason, a lot of them. And if not treason, sedition. And that includes some of the networks. They are involved in deliberate and willful lying to the American people, fake news, like Trump says, to overthrow, to get the people riled up enough to overthrow the government. As somebody said on Levin, I can't remember who it was, but he said they're using the Constitution to overthrow the Constitution. They figured out a way to do it. Okay, Obama's in Justice League in Washington. Beware of Obama's outrage. Trap, Susan Rice by the book memo. What's that about, Larry?
Well, basically, it's a warning that, and if you'll remember, the minute the Mueller report began to come out as not really finding any collusion in Russia,
yes.
Obama, remember, called all some of the leadership and bussed them to him for a special conference. And they're just beginning, as I believe it was you said, Rush Limbaugh said, this is just starting big time.
Yeah. Yep, they don't give up, and if it includes assassination, they don't mind doing that either. That kid, what was his name, that had leaked WikiLeaks stuff, the Democratic stuff, they killed him. That was a murder.
Rich.
You know,
wasn't his name
Rich? Rich, yes. A young boy, really, according to my standards of what young is. The older you get, you got to be 50 and you're still a kid. Anyway, what else have you got? I mean, you've got a lot of news here, really. Judge Jeanie's back. I see that.
Yeah, she's back, Stuart, and warning about the deep state, or if you will, the United States government corruption. So she's back with a vengeance, if you will, and warning, you know, but, you know, as you said, Fox News is slowly weaning out any patriotic people, you know, or conservatives. They're going over to the other side slowly but surely.
Yeah, it's too bad, but that's what they're going to do. Hal Turner, covert intel from Hal Turner. Serious situation now in Venezuela. Not hearing anything about this on regular news. More foreign troops, but not Russians. Intel report on Chinese troops and hardware entering Venezuela. This is getting very, very dicey. And it's getting to the point where if we were going to do something militarily in Venezuela, we should have already done it. Now we're going to be facing communist Chinese and communist Russian troops. Well, I don't know if you can call Russian communists yet or whatever they are under Putin. But what do you think? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's very interesting that mainstream media just literally doesn't even talk about Venezuela. They just lump Venezuela in with all the immigration that we are to just keep our borders open to receive, if you will. And what's interesting is there are some people, and I sent you a couple of photos to verify that report, it's already proven now, photos of Chinese troops in Venezuela and convoys, Stuart, convoys of Chinese anti-ship missiles being transported, and they can fire these off land in Venezuela and take out our fleet offshore if we try to interfere. This is very serious, Stuart, and I know a lot of people think, well, we just need to go ahead and take Venezuela. Well, let me tell you, you'd probably have a huge war on your hands to begin that.
Yeah, we didn't do this very well, and the problem I see is that we do not have any protection from the Lord at all. our militaries out in the open, and we're not going to get the protection we used to get. How all that worked, but not anymore. And any invasion would be classified, I suppose, by Putin as a war on Russia, and Z would declare a war on them, and Cuba would declare a war on them, and you almost immediately have a brush fire war that could very easily extend. And it sounds to me like, why are they pouring all this stuff in if they don't think that America's going to try to make a military move? What has Trump said about any of this? Anything? I haven't seen much from him lately other than bluster.
Well, he seems to be transfixed by the border crisis. And if you will, it was kind of interesting. I'd like your opinion here. What if, I'm just going to say what if China and Russia and Cuba and Venezuela and the Iranians and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We even know Hezbollah's in Venezuela. What if,
yep,
instead of protecting Venezuela, Stuart, they are setting up a launch pad on our south, I guess you could say, the back porch of the United States to launch an invasion?
I think that is much more likely to happen because of biblical prophecy. I remember Riddell, he had outlined all those, where they were going to come in from. And one of those is on our southern border. Yeah, it's a perfect staging area. And it's a little bit surprising, too, because of what Trump has not done on the border. We have had more people coming across than ever before. And I don't really... I guess I don't trust anybody anymore at all. You just have to kind of watch and see what happens. Before we run out further of time, what in the world is going on in Israel? This does not sound good at all.
No, I think Israel knows where this is going. And as a matter of fact, the IDF, and separate sources from the IDF. I found it in two sources today. One was Debka File Reports, and then also Koenig International News was reporting that Islamic Jihad is planning a large Gaza missile attack to derail any ceasefire talks with Israel that are being brokered by the Egyptians. And if you will, once you're watching Netanyahu, there's also information coming out of some Middle East sources saying that Netanyahu already knows that this massive attack, which is planned and projected by Iran is behind every bit of this. This attack is being set, and the fact that Netanyahu has already prepped to go to full war once this starts, and that's why he has said he's not backing down on all this military preps, and he's not moving any of his military, even the reserves. And at the same time, Stuart, he's got all the options open on a military attack all around him to defend Israel. And it appears this is where this is going to go, because Iran has set up a deal to begin to for Gaza to attack, a massive attack against Israel. When Israel starts to go in to stop that, then Hezbollah is going to fire their missiles. Syrian, Iranian forces are going to fire out of Syria, and here we go. This is very, very serious, and it seems to be time, Stuart, with the Israeli elections and also a ceasefire in the peace talks.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, we're being staged. I don't know a better word for it, but it's kind of like watching a play, and nothing of importance happens, according to the elite, that is not planned that way. So, and that doesn't mean you can't have rogues that kind of interfere in those plans once in a while and don't do what they're supposed to do. So this is going to get really, really interesting. War everywhere. And that would be part of the Armageddon script. And folks, we're coming up on some very important dates here, April 11th, April 6th, May 14th, then into the summer. We're moving rapidly into the 71st year, and that's extremely important because in many places the Lord fulfills 70 years all the way to the end of the 70 years, and then he acts in the 71st year. So this is going to get extremely interesting, and of course we don't know how the Lord is deciding when the 70th year is literally over. Is he using May 14th? Is he using the Enoch calendar? Or we could say the Torah calendar? What's he using? Well, we're not sure. So it's keep alert. And I found a Bible code. Now, I don't know when Barry ran this, but it's kind of interesting in view of what China's doing in the economic meeting with Xi. China economic war is one word or one phrase. USA, Obama, war, our money, Kim, and Bush. I find that kind of interesting. So what he says is Kim may lead China into an economic war with the United States, and that could lead to a hot war. The real cause of the crisis is the North Korean nuclear and missile mess that Bush and Obama left for Trump to try and solve it. Remember the prophecies, folks, about Kimmy, the whiz kid, and his missiles. Before we close, and anything else on the war front, Larry? Not getting anything on the news at all about any of this.
Yeah, I wanted to add real quick here that one that's not on the news, Hal Turner has it up, however, is the fact that for the first time ever today, China sent fighter jets across the Taiwan Strait, and they actually brokered into Taiwanese airspace, violated Taiwanese airspace, and this is the first ever that the Chinese military, it's basically the beginning of an invasion, if you will, but it seems to be timed with North Korea and the China talks, and also with everything else going on, like you said, war everywhere. It's all timed.
Yeah. We're moving rapidly into peace will be taken from the earth, folks. We're either at the end of this thing or we've got a long wait and things will just simmer down like they have in the past, or we're going to get involved in something we're going to wish we never had. Remember, humanity is in a matrix. Humanity doesn't know they're in a matrix. Humanity doesn't know what their end is. As Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead. Comments like that should be a clue to humanity, but they've rejected what Jesus said. They've rejected what he did. They pretty much mock it, even the people who believe in Jesus Christ, all your major denominations, no matter whether they're Catholic, Protestant, are basically disobedient. They're not doing what Jesus told them to do. And so the whole thing is kind of going down the tubes. Slow but sure, but it seems to be picking up. What's your last word there, Larry, for everybody? I guess prepare is my last word.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more reports from different organizations and even book authors that are claiming if you haven't prepared, you're running out of time because, we have massive crop, not only destruction of crops and the prevention of more crops, but also an economic situation on the border that may shut down the border and stop crops coming in from the south. You better get your food.
Yep. Famine comes. We've been, Larry and I have been talking about stealth famine for a long time. And hopefully people have heeded the word. And anyway, out of time, and we'll see you Wednesday or Friday, depending on what goes on. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, everyone. Take care, and visit our websites and Larry's website to find out what we're doing. We're being shadow banned. Anyway, good night, everyone.